Hey baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing alright. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden set to meet with Pope Francis today as the pontiff will become the first to address a G7 venue. It's expected the president will discuss a range of topics with the Pope, including the war in Ukraine. The U.S. State Department says it's continuing to work to try and persuade Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal with Israel in exchange for the release of hostages. Spokesman Matthew Miller says Hamas has been haggling over the terms, however.
We were disappointed both that it took so long to get a response and that the response had a number of changes that could drag the negotiations out further.
He did not provide details about what issues remain sticking points. More Supreme Court opinions expected this morning following the court's release of multiple opinions on Thursday, including the unanimous decision to allow continued access to the abortion medication mifepristone. The court has more than two dozen opinions to release, including cases on abortion, guns, and more. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your one-of-a-kind dad deserves a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and order unconditionally guaranteed mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $99. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $10 off. Show your dad the love. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout for $10 off your order today.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? With Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July milk up 42 to 21.02, August up 48 to 21.55, September up 33 to 21.15, October up 17 at 20.52. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 1.25 to 202 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks up 4.5 to 198 and a quarter. 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 309, 1 trade. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 119 and a quarter. 1 trade on the day. Dry way steady at 48. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets did close higher as the trade continues to expect the cash markets to move higher, and that helped to support the markets, while feeder cattle markets were lower in the nearby months due to the lack of any type of cash cattle markets being developed just yet. June live cattle up $1.17 to $184.82. August feeder cattle down 10 cents to $257.47. Hog markets were mostly lower. A drop in the midday pork cutout values pressured prices. June hogs down 27 cents to 91.75. Corn, soybeans, and wheat were higher as the weather market is developing, as some of the forecasts show a high pressure ridge building in next week, bringing heat and dryness to the southern and eastern corn belts that will be monitored carefully by the trade, and that helped to move prices in the grain markets higher yesterday. New crop corn up 7.25 to 4.76. New crop beans up 13 to 11.60. And a quarter. Meal prices were also higher, up 8.10 to 3.68.30. Chicago wheat, July up 3 to 6.20. September up 1.75 to 6.37.75. Minneapolis wheat, July was down 1.25 to 6.67. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 407, July 410, new crop 421. Cash and July beans 1120, new crop 1080. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn 432.5, July 432.5, August 420.5, new crop 426. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn 428, August 430, new crop 426. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound. Cash and July corn 408, new crop 421. Cash beans 1117, July 1111, new crop 1085. Allied Cooperative Blair. Cash corn 418, new crop 426. Cash beans 1104, new crop 1075. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 441, July 444, August 434, new crop 431. Cash beans 1167, July 1170, August 1143, new crop 1101. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound. Cash corn 405, July 409, new crop 421. Cash beans 1121, July 1125, new crop 1085. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 177 to 191. Holstein fed cattle 158 to 178. Market cows 105 to 139. Bulls 134 to 165. Calves 310 to 960. Beef steers 189 to 302. 307. Holstein steers 162 to 330. Sheep markets, market lambs 225 and down, light lambs 275 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 240 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 183.50 to 193, finished beef heifers 183.50 to 192, finished dairy steers 170 to 181, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls 136 to 176. Market hogs at Zumbrota at 72 to 75. Light sows up to 67. Heavy sows 65 to 67.50. Boars 26 to 29.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Chance of a shower on your Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high near 75. Showers and storms Saturday night, a low of 63. Chance of a storm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, 87. For Monday, showers and storms, 86, and highs near 90 with storms on Tuesday.
Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on. Yeah. Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on? Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Dakota.
rock it, shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction, Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on is the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Neil McCoy, and The Shake here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 50s this morning, and plenty of sunshine expected today, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll have our Newsmaker Segment 2, and we'll also have today's Dairy Radio Now with the latest dairy news with Bill Baker, all coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you.
Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Fertilizer Institute president is pushing for fertilizers to make the critical minerals list. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's a push to get key farm products on a critical minerals list. Corey Rosenbusch, president of the Fertilizer Institute, testified before the House Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources, saying phosphate and potash are two of three essential nutrients for ag productivity.
And we must ensure that these critical minerals can be accessed. Deficiencies in any of these nutrients will lead to crop yield failure, and our global partners have recognized that. Both Canada and the European Union have put these minerals on their own critical minerals list.
In the U.S., critical minerals are defined as essential to economic or national security of the United States and have supply chain vulnerabilities.
The U.S. only accounts for about 7% of global fertilizer production, and we are a net importer of fertilizer. As a matter of fact, over 90% of all fertilizers are actually used outside the United States, making U.S. farmers even more vulnerable to supply shocks.
Belarus and Russia supply 40% of total world potash production, with only 12 countries as other options. Rosenbusch says the U.S. relies on global markets for potash, 95% of it is imported.
We are fortunate that we do indeed get 80% of our potash from Canada. However, Canada is not immune from supply chain disruptions. For example, in 2023, we curtailed shipments and production of potash because of a dock worker strike.
And there are only 11 major phosphate producing countries. China and Morocco are the two largest producers, combined at about 58% of the market. Rosenbusch says the U.S. frequently imports phosphate to meet producer demand.
And permitting is perhaps our biggest challenge to accessing these minerals. One recent permitting example of a phosphate mine in Idaho required 10 years and $36 million to complete.
Corey Rosenbusch, president of the Fertilizer Institute. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are high interest payments becoming too much to bear? Luckily, there's a way for consumers struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans to significantly reduce the amount they owe if they qualify. Qualifying for this debt relief program, which the credit card companies prefer to keep secret, will only require you to pay back a fraction of what you owe with one affordable monthly payment. You don't have to file bankruptcy or need a debt consolidation loan. Consumers can now take advantage of this financial debt relief during the current economic downturn and rising inflation. If you owe $10,000 or even $500,000 in credit card debt or personal loans, call the Debt Relief Advocates Helpline now for this free information and to see if you qualify. Call 800-535-1301. 800-535-1301. Again, that's 800-535-1301.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Chance of a shower on your Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high near 75. Showers and storms Saturday night, a low of 63. Chance of a storm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, 87. For Monday, showers and storms, 86, and highs near 90 with storms on Tuesday. Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Maybe we'll never be seen together at night on a crowded street. I may never reach across your body. Feel the light when you're asleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone. But I can touch your hand accidentally and take that moment home. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Though there's nothing else I'd rather do. I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know that's as close as I'll get to loving you. I won't be there, need holding, but I'm sure that he can pull you through. But I can sing this song to everybody and pretend it's not about you. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I know that's as close as I'll get to loving you. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Aaron Tippin, that's as close as I'll get to loving you here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region, 80s and sunshine today in our ag weather forecast. Congratulations to new FFA President Jesse Thompson. He is from the Galesville Electric Triple O FFA, and he was elected the new FFA president for 2024-2025 down at the State FFA Convention in Madison. So congratulations to Jesse, and we look forward to chatting with him most likely at the upcoming Farm Technology Days, or maybe even at one of our area fairs as well. Congratulations again to the new FFA President, Jesse Thompson, from the Galesville Electric Trempolo FFA. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. Each weekend, I have the chance to talk with meteorologist Greg Solier about the weather during our taping of the This Week in Agribusiness TV show. Last weekend, we talked specifically about his outlook for the summer. I'll share his insights when we come back. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. This past spring, few factors impacted the ag industry as much as weather. And with summer just around the corner, I checked in with ag meteorologist Greg Solier about what he's watching in the months ahead. He noticed that it has been a warmer than average spring, and Greg thinks that's a trend that will be sticking around into the summer. Interestingly, the recent wetness across the central parts of the country could be an indication that El Niño is winding down more quickly than was expected, which could open the door to La Niña conditions by midsummer. And I asked Greg what that would mean for growers, and he said that for Corn Belt producers, history would indicate that a La Niña could lead to higher temperatures and less rainfall, a particularly acute concern when a wet spring leaves corn roots short. For now, though, he notes that warmth is prevalent from the Pacific Northwest down to the Rio Grande River, but recent rainfall has kept soil moisture levels in good shape. Looking deeper into June, the ample heat in the Gulf of Mexico should encourage an active tropical storm season, so the Southeast could see additional bursts of rain. Into midsummer, Greg expects the pattern to bring alternating periods of heat and cold. At this point, nothing is pointing to a severe and long-term drought or heat spell, and America's cropland should see largely favorable conditions. By the time August rolls around, however, meteorologists will have a better handle on the timing of that La Niña pattern, but it does look like temperatures will be warming to above average for the season, and timely rains will be essential to get this crop across the finish line. For now, the recent rains have wiped out drought in the states of Iowa and Missouri for the first time in 4 years, and the moisture recharge across the West should provide a little breathing room for farmers dependent on irrigation. When Farm Progress America returns, I'll have more from meteorologist Greg Solier.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Ag meteorologist Greg Solier recently spoke with me about his summer weather outlook, and while the end of El Nino is happening faster than anticipated, much of the summer forecast depends on how quickly a La Nina pattern develops. You can hear Greg's outlook next Wednesday at Feedstuffs 365 or each weekend on This Week in Agribusiness. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Repair shop.
Hi, I'm calling to find out about my car, the transmission.
Your vehicle manufacturer's warranty has expired or is about to.
How much?
$5,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
You still like your car, so get Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan and save your money. The cost of living is going up. The last thing you need is a sudden, devastating expense. Avoid that with Endurance's low-cost vehicle coverage plan.
Sorry, lady.
It's okay. I'm covered. Go ahead and fix it.
If you own a 2004 or newer made vehicle, you may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this special coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. It's simple. You pick the deductible. You pick the coverage. You even choose your own repair shop. Roadside service and towing is included. Now you can stop worrying about unexpected repair bills. Call 800-260-1679 for your free, no-obligation, 5-minute quote. 800-260-1679. 800-260-1679.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
What?
was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear, you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hips. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to save prosperity, and buffalo chips is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, you are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money. Well, I was disillusioned, if I say the least. I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will readily affirm, son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
You can buy a diamond ring, slip it on my hand, put me on a big old plane and fly me to a foreign land. Show me rows of fancy clothes, say, honey, you can take your pick. Well, that'd be my kind, but it ain't gonna do the trick. Give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. Get this, you can be some big hunk, handsome, dark and tall. Talk to me in foreign tongues with a southern drawl. I'll be a man from Osiam and wear a pointed hat. Well, I don't care how you look, cause that ain't where it's at. So give a little love, a little squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. Well, there a man will turn your head and knock you off of your feet. Sweet talk and big blue eyes make a poor heart skip a beat. Drive you wild with a smile, and then they'll treat you cruel.
Well, I ain't gone far for that, cause mama didn't raise no fool. So give a little love, squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug, I want some more of this. Take a little time, yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. 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 Yeah, give a little love. Yeah, give a little love. Yeah, give a little love. Give a little love.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA has announced more than $27 million in USDA Rural Development, Rural Energy for America program investments, bolstering 15 rural Wisconsin businesses' efforts to adapt or expand clean energy use. Among the REAP projects announced are several solar arrays, an anaerobic digester, and energy efficiency equipment upgrades for a manufacturing facility and agriculture producer in Wisconsin. Since fiscal year 2021, rural development has invested more than $20 million through the REAP program in 196 renewable energy and energy efficiency improvements across the state of Wisconsin. The Rosen Family Foundation has announced a $1 million gift in support of the internationally recognized Humane Handling Institute at the University of Wisconsin-River Falls. The transformational gift to the UW-River Falls Foundation will establish the largest program endowment in the university's history. In a statement, the Rosen Family Foundation said that they acknowledged the pivotal role in providing education in humane livestock handling and stunning for meat industry personnel. Recognizing the importance of humane and safe practices to animal welfare, worker safety, and the mental and physical well-being of meat industry workers is commendable, vital, and consistent with our mission to promote and enhance the quality of life in the communities we serve, said the foundation. U.S. potato exports remained steady in the nine-month period from July of 2023 to March of 2024, with volume down just 1% from the same period last year. However, export values increased 5% to $1.7 billion. The dollar value of U.S. potato exports increased across all categories during the period, while volumes increased for fresh, dehydrated, and seed potatoes. U.S. fresh potato export volume increased 11% compared to the year ago. It was driven by a 64% increase in export volume to Mexico. Mexico accounted for 44% of all U.S. fresh potato export volume during the period, followed by Canada at 23% and Central America at 8%. China has banned meat exports from a West Coast storage facility near the Port of Oakland after traces of the feed additive ractopamine were found in beef shipments, creating disruption in an important trade gateway to Asia. The country suspended exports out of Cool Port, Oakland on May 27th, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The ban occurred the same day that China also restricted shipments from a JBS plant in Greenlee, Colorado. A spokesperson for USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service said in a statement that the restrictions were placed after China's customs detected the feed additive, which is banned in more than 150 countries, with shipments of frozen beef products from both facilities. The agency continues to conduct an investigation. Rio Grande do Sul, a major crop producer and agribusiness zone in Brazil, has been hard hit by unprecedented flooding. Record rainfall has affected more than 90% of the state, an area comparable to the United Kingdom. The University of Illinois' Farm Doc Daly says floods and landslides have destroyed food storage facilities, disrupted harvests, and damaged soil. The National Confederation of Municipalities estimates losses exceeding $600 million in the agriculture and livestock sector of Rio Grande do Sul. The Brazil's Ag Department reports that at least 48,000 producers and approximately 8 million acres were affected by the May flooding, which began as the summer crop season was coming to an end. Another report says 144 storage facilities were directly affected in Rio Grande do Sul, impacting more than 1.1 million tons of grain. Flooding has led to an estimated loss of 2.71 million tons of soybeans. That's equivalent to 100 million bushels. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Chance of a shower on your Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high near 75. Showers and storms Saturday night, a low of 63. Chance of a storm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, 87. For Monday, showers and storms, 86, and highs near 90 with storms on Tuesday. Currently 59 degrees.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know. Want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do. Maybe when I don't have so much going or quite so many irons in the fire, I'll take the time to miss you like you're hoping. But now I can't put forth the effort it requires. Well, I'd love to talk to you, but then I'd miss Donahue. That's right, I got better things to do.
to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips, to tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother Cliff, whose fist can tell my lip, he never really liked me anyway. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out on me today. But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.